Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, Lions are out of the playoff picture, obviously. Yeah. You know, they head to the desert to play the 4-9 Cardinals, who've lost 9 in a row on Sunday. And we were talking before this video, and I thought you said something interesting when you said, you know, you were talking about statement games and
measuring stick
games and not wanting this one to be a measuring stick game.
Well, I'm glad that after 17 weeks of doing this, I said something that's interesting. But no, you know, we used to talk back in the days of 2-14 and 0-16 of, you know, you'd play like the Patriots in the exhibition season or even last year, or you'd play the Steelers or the Packers during the regular season. These are measuring sticks to see where you stand up. Those days are gone. And look, I know that's been a tough record this year, but they haven't gotten blown out by anybody. There are no more measuring stick games, but I think Sunday at the University of Phoenix Stadium against the Cardinals, you don't want this to be a measuring stick game either, because you don't want anybody to say that you're worse than the Cardinals. I don't care if it's 2-0 on a safety on the last play of the game. You find a way to win this game.
And I think your defense has to find a way.
Absolutely.
That's the one thing I'm looking at. I mean, you look at this Cardinals offense, last in points, last in yards, last in rushing, 28th in passing, starting a rookie quarterback who has yet to throw a touchdown this year. They've lost 9 in a row. They can't score points. I don't care how many injuries you have, what your situation is on defense. This defense needs to step up, make some plays. This is an opportunity for a pick six. This is an opportunity to flip the field, make a play, help your offense. And I think we haven't seen enough of that defensively. This is the week I'd like to see.
You know, Green Bay was another example. You know, tie game, you know, 7 or 8 minutes to go. They're on the 1st and 10 on their 41, and 7 straight plays, they ran the ball right through the heart of the defense for a touchdown. You've got to make a stand. You talked about the quarterbacking. I look at those passer ratings, you know, 3 of the last 4 weeks, and I thought, my God, I says, is everybody else being judged on Fahrenheit and they're being centigrade? I mean, it's unreal when you got passer ratings of 18 and 21 and 30. It's a quarterback league, and they can't even complete the simplest passes.
They can't get the ball to their best player, who's
Larry Fitzgerald,
who has 6 catches over his last 4 games. I mean, they really have some issues, and I think the defense needs to just put their foot on the gas, step on the throat, and finish this.
You know, we talked about this earlier in the week, the way the Patriots, in a big game against the Houston Texans, a bigger game for the Texans than it was for the Patriots, because the Patriots are used to big games, but they just played relentlessly. They made 14-0, they made it 21-0, they made it 28-0. Houston gets a touchdown, they score 2 more times, and boom, there's no doubt, there's no nothing. That's what the Lions need to do in this game. Take out the doubt.
Let me ask you this. Where do you think the Cardinals are in comparison to the Jacksonville Jaguars? Because that's the one time this year I think the Lions really put their foot on the gas. They ran the ball down their throats, and they kept it going, and they put that game away really by halftime.
I think the Jaguars might be a little better team. I think the Cardinals have a better defense, but I think Blaine Gabbert's better than anybody that the Cardinals have playing right now. And we're not going to see Kevin Cobb, but you know, Ryan Lindley and Red Skelton, or whatever his name is, Mabley.
I asked you that in hopes that you would agree with me, which we did. You know, you're a pretty smart guy. I agree with you. I think Arizona is a less talented team than Jacksonville.
Except on defense.
And you saw what this team did to Jacksonville. Yeah. I want to see that this week as well.
I'm with you. You know what? It's the Cactus League. Knock it out of the park.